one of these days, I'm going to tell you the secret of where that intro came from. Nobody knows. I've been considering taking it to my grave to protect the integrity of this show. Because the point is, not knowing is funnier than any joke I could tell. And speaking of secrets, we are back with another episode of Her Story, where I, your beloved host Mary Jane, dig through textbooks to bring you forgotten and misconstrued stories of badass women. For anyone majoring in the history of piracy, which I found out is a real major you can do, loves the word savvy, or just has a taste for rum, you are going to want to stick around because we are talking about Mary Read and Anne Bonny, two of the most famous pirates of the Caribbean. Taking the stage during the Golden Age of Piracy, which lasted between the 1650s to the 1730s, Anne and Mary were ruthless thieves who challenged gender norms in fashion, naval and terrestrial society, and in crime reports. Papa Dramamine, if you get seasick, and cue a pirate's life for me, because this is going to be a wild ride. And here it comes, everyone's favorite part of the episode, historical context. The War of Spanish Succession, that was so many syllables, and I know, why are we talking about the War of Spanish Succession, Mary Jane? I'll tell you, the War of Spanish Succession, which was basically just the English and Dutch trying to prevent France and Spain from uniting. Also, notice a Protestant versus Catholic divide and a question of absolute monarchy that pervaded most European wars, spread all the way to the conquered territories in the Caribbean. In order to expand their armies, many privateers were hired and soon left without a job from the Navy after the war ended in 1713. Switch a few letters around in the spelling of privateer and you quickly get pirate. The Caribbean in the 1700s really was that place to be if you were a pirate. For example, a Spanish ship full of sunken treasure was found off the coast of Florida in 1715. Many set up bases in the British-occupied Bahamas because the Spanish had driven out the local government officials. So basically just picture buried treasure left and right, and the Bahamas becoming the picture of sin and alcohol with enough debauchery to keep the devil on his toes. Murder and robbery on the high seas and having to be skilled at sailing were the main prereqs for being a pirate. And no one would be better than this than Anne Bonny and Mary Read, pirate queens of the Caribbean. Anne Bonny was born into scandal in Cork, Ireland around the 1700s. Her father, a lawyer, had an affair with his maid and had to move the family to South Carolina just to start over. There, he became a successful merchant and raised a capital R rebel child. Anne was always getting into fights, had no interest in school, and longed for adventure. She was constantly in trouble, displaying valuable pirating skills at age 13 when she stabbed a servant girl, potentially to death. She also nearly killed a suitor of hers who tried to assault her, earning her father's business bad reputations for serving justice as well as looks, and apparently sleeping with fishermen at local taverns. Anne reportedly had red hair and was gorgeous, something that helped her attract the attention of local thief and sailor James Bonny, who was after her inheritance. Anne's father, not approving of the match, cut her out of the will. After doing so, his plantation may or may not have been set on fire by a certain angry daughter. Who's to say? Sometime between 1714 and 1718, the pair moved to New Province, Bahamas, that infamous nest of pirates. Anne, because she's cool, starts hanging out in local taverns and making friends with a lot of pirates. James, however, frowns upon this and ends up becoming an informant for the governor, Woods Rogers. That was a pretty big wedge in the marriage, which would forever separate when Anne met Captain John Rackman, better known as Calico Jack. Calico Jack was the Harry Styles of pirating, before Mr. Styles flew too close to the sun on his whole "Don't Worry, Darling" stunt. Basically, Calico Jack was a prodigy, rising star, and incredibly handsome. He and Anne began an affair, and by some accounts, things got messy fast. James may have even gotten the governor to have Anne whipped for adultery. He was so mad. Calico Jack offered to literally buy Anne, in a practice commonly done for purchasing a divorce from her husband, but James refused. Anne left James for Calico Jack, obviously, joining his crew upon the pirate ship Revenge as a full-time buccaneer. Calico Jack refused his pardon by the British Crown, stealing a ship on his way out of town for good measure. The pair may have been married in 1721, but they started off with Anne disguised as a man, working as a regular crew member. This was harder to conceal once it became clear that Anne was eventually pregnant. She gave birth to Calico Jack's son in Cuba before returning to the ship, potentially as a full-time mother, although the child is hardly mentioned in records. This is supposedly the first of two children the couple would have, though that, like most things, is up to speculation. Soon, another famous female pirate would join the Revenge. Mary Read was born in 1695 in England. By the best accounts of Mary's early life, her mother had married and had a son with a sailor who soon after left her. An affair resulted in Mary's birth. When her half-brother died, Mary was cross-dressed as him, being raised as a boy in order to get money from her paternal grandmother. At age 16, when Mary's mother died, she continued to dress as a boy, working as a servant. After joining the military in Flanders, Mary married a fellow soldier and opened up an inn with him in the Netherlands. Unfortunately, when her husband died, Mary decided, screw it, and went back to cross-dressing as a man and got a job as a sailor. Her ship was raided by pirates, and Mary was forced to take up pirating. She was sent to Bermuda, possibly to get a piracy pardoning, but ended up joining with Calico Jack under the name Mark. Pretty soon, Anne and Mary discovered each other's real sexes. Still, they kept each other's secrets. Although records vary, it's believed that both of them wore men's clothes in battle. Some records say only Anne wore women's clothing. Some say neither of them did. Eventually, people did find out about their real genders. But no one really cared? Anne and Mary were such incredible pirates that all this stigma just flew right out the window. They developed a reputation for ruthlessness, willing to take any challenge and go to any lengths to win. Both women were described as avid drinkers and having a more foul mouth than yours truly. Mary and Anne were legendary fighters, skilled at raids and boardings, and honestly, I would just love to spend a night drinking with them. I feel like I'd learn so much. Mary and Anne were actually really close friends too, which, if it's only one other girl on a pirate ship in the middle of the Caribbean full with, scurvy-filled pirates, I feel like you'd have to get close. Unfortunately, Calico Jack started getting jealous. At this point, he thought Anne and Mark, who was still dressing and disguising as a man, were having a secret affair, which led Mary to reveal her true identity. This whole revelation basically may have even brought on a point where the two women were openly dressing in feminine clothing while on board. Even wilder, Calico Jack's suspicion that Anne and Mary were lovers may have been on the nose. As per usual, there are lots of varying accounts of their stories. One version is that Mary and Anne first met when the Revenge raided Mary's ship where she worked as a sailor. And then, she was forced into piracy. Anne was really interested in Mark, this handsome new recruit, and pursued him romantically. Realizing Anne's interest, Mary revealed her true gender, which was either a big turnoff or no big deal. If the women really were lovers, they found a way to sidestep Calico Jack's jealousy. He threatened to cut Mark's throat because of Anne's interest in him, Mary. The pair were like, hey, Mary's actually a woman. There is no Mark. We can just be polyamorous. And Jack was like, yeah, sounds good. So basically, not only could Mary and Anne have been in love, they may have also been in a functioning throuple with Captain Calico Jack and become basically the most powerful romantic piracy unit in the Caribbean. Honestly, all this is pretty in character, though, so I don't know what to believe. Mary and Anne were both really passionate, to the point of being deadly. Mary may have developed a crush on the ship's carpenter after rescuing him from trouble. The carpenter was threatened into a duel, and the carpenter had very little military or fighting experience compared to the guy who was challenged to duel. So Mary forced a duel with his attacker, killing him with her blade 2 hours before he was set to attack her potential boyfriend. The couple may have even married, exchanging vows between themselves. Anne by another account, also once scared off an entire French ship of merchants and got them to surrender by dressing up a mannequin like a corpse and hacking it off with an axe. That may have also been like her opening act in the stage of piracy. I think that might have been one of her first roles as a pirate, is she scared an entire French ship into surrendering by dismemberment. Mary was also known for picking fights. What else is new? With crew members who were foolish enough to insult her. At the time, there was a superstition that having women on a ship was really bad luck. This superstition was so bad that pirates like Edward Teach, otherwise known as Blackbeard, would kill a woman if she so much as stepped foot on his ship. And actually did kill women who stepped foot on his ship. Anne and Mary constantly challenged this belief, again, with sometimes deadly consequences. Mary, true to her roots, once stabbed a guy in the heart for saying that women didn't belong on ships. As they gained more respect from their crews and more fear from anyone bold enough to sail through the Caribbean or live near a coastline, the women were able to dress more feminine. And if that's not a sign of what a big deal they are, there are stories of those two women showing off their chests to victims moment before killing them just so they know they had been unalived by a woman. That's death by flashing, y'all, and that is hardcore. Mary and Anne led raids and often fought side by side. In one famous raid, they took a whole ship, stealing 50 rolls of tobacco, 9 bags of pimento, and holding hostages for 2 days before releasing them. The Revenge crew was capturing a fishing and merchant vessels. The Revenge crew was capturing fishing and merchant vessels left and right in the Caribbean, which the British frowned upon. How dare you steal from the British as we steal from everyone else? After Anne, Mary, and Calico Jack, just the three of them, by the way, stole a 12-ton slop ship named William in 1720, the British government specifically named Bonnie and Reed as enemies to the crown of Great Britain. This came 1 month after the three of them actually stole the ship. Wi-Fi was really bad in the 18th century, so everything moved a little slower, you know, it's all right. Anne, for her part, had also been declared one of the most wanted pirates, according to a Boston newspaper. So, reputation travels far. Worried about the growing popularity and power of the pirates on the Revenge, the British sent famous privateer and pirate hunter, a former pirate himself, Jonathan Barnett, to track them down and bring them to justice. He found them on October of 1720 in Dry Harbor Bay, Jamaica. The crew was celebrating a recent raid by drinking until dawn, in true pirate fashion. In the early morning light, Barnett quickly snuck up on the crew to arrest them. Calico Jack and his crew were so drunk that they immediately surrendered, except for Mary and Anne. The two women fought off their attackers without mercy. With the rest of the crew hiding under deck, Mary and Anne held off Barnett and his men with pistols and blades. Mary famously cried, "If there's a man among ye, you'll come up and fight like a man you are to be." Excuse the pirate accent. She just said ye a lot, and I feel like there's no other way to read that. With their male counterparts refusing to crawl out of their hiding place, Mary actually fired shots into the hold, killing a crew member for their cowardice. Mary and Anne were literally taking on an entire raiding party, but they were eventually overpowered and captured. Taken to Jamaica, the male members of the crew were tried and